Well,
for me, yes.
Well, we recorded, yeah, I mean, that studio we recorded in Seattle was the last place Nirvana recorded, and then it was where I did the first Foo Fighters record. But then, which was before it was even a band, it was just me playing instruments. It was like a demo tape. And then it became a record. But then once we were a band, we went back to it maybe a year later and recorded something for like an X-Files soundtrack or something like that.
First place.
Gary Newman cover. It's the first place we recorded.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the first place we recorded as a band.
Ever, yeah.
Ever, yeah, huh? But it's a funky place, man. I mean, it really is the weirdest studio I've ever been to in my life. It just makes no sense. Everything from, like, it's made of stone. It's like the acoustically, like, the worst material to build a studio out of. It's just awful. It's underground, and it's really bizarre. But it was funny coming back to it this time. I hadn't been there in a long time. And it definitely had like a little bit of a melancholic nostalgia to it that was like, whoa, this is bizarre. I remember sitting right there and writing, you know, This Is a Call. Or I remember standing right there and doing the guitar track for, I mean, it's like 20 years ago. It was really weird. I mean, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of me recording that, I think, in a couple weeks from now. And it's just hard to imagine it going from that weird little tape that took 5 days to record to where we are now.
The day of the Seattle episode,
The day of the Seattle episode.
Nice.
I'm going to get fucked up.